Mabel Tainter, Center for the Arts in Menominee. First reader is David.
Yes, the Mabel Tainter Literary, Library, and Educational Society in Menominee. The mission is to strengthen and connect our community by engaging people in the arts. The center is one of 15 spectacular theaters in the world, according to CNN Travel. You can't question CNN. Constructed in 1889 as a tribute to Mabel Tainter. It's a performing and cultural center in the community. It's a grand Victorian center. Moorish style of curved surfaces. It's a very small 251 seat Victorian theater. And real attention to some of the original detail, hand stencilings, brass fixtures, oak woodwork, four fireplaces, fully restored. 2007, the theater underwent an additional renovation, again, and updated. Artists, they engage about 450 artists, and according to their numbers, they have 280 adults engaged and 170 youth. And those are very, very, very modest numbers.
It's got to be wrong.
And it forms a question in my brain. They are serving an audience below the poverty line. Youth, young adults, middle-aged adults, and older adults. Primarily white. It's a mid-sized organization. 44 unique events over the past year, including two school productions, middle school and high school, another community production, Broadway in Reverse, a Nutcracker Ballet. The community board and staff all contribute to the success of the program. They do get input from the community. The community is asked to contribute names of prospective performers, and of which no less than 10 were contacted by planners for developing it. Lifelong learning opportunities are an important part of this. They had a major... The Mabel staff does not produce shows. They provide a venue. There was a leadership change in the summer of 2018, and there are some serious financial challenges at this point. The average net per event in 2018 to 19 was $500, and in 2019 to 20, the goal was to increase that to $750. These are very modest numbers, and I don't know that the organization can be sustainable if that's where we're looking at. They operated in the black for quite a number of years. They have a goal to eliminate a $95,000 debt that was incurred from the 2007 renovation. The only debt that Mabel Tainter has, it costs approximately $5,500 a year to service that debt. And as of this writing, with over $25,000 of the goal having been paid off, they're hoping to have it paid off by the end of this year. Strong relationships with groups, schools, University of Wisconsin at Stout, other nonprofits in the area. They pride themselves on the partnerships that they've established. A leader of performing and fine arts in Western Wisconsin. They talk about the planning for their season for the 1920 and how they've engaged the board, staff, and community. They've executed the community survey in 2019 with over 350 respondents, and they use that as they set their five-year goals in place. They're operating on a modest, consistent, and balanced budget. The board is growing, diverse, relatively young board. They're bringing in new blood on a fairly regular basis, and these board members seem to be connected within the community, which is going to be healthy for them. As far as marketing concerns, they have regular standard email, newsletter, Facebook, and 4,000 season brochures that get sent out. They do have concerns for accessibility, and they address those. The 990s show annual losses on their budgets. Some of that may be related to depreciation. It's a little hard. It was hard for me to look at that. What they've indicated was a balanced budget. When I looked at the 990s, I saw current year was $127,000 loss, $166,000 loss in previous year. So financially, how stable is this organization was a little unclear to me. Staff, they've got a very qualified executive director. The board seems strong. They have strong community partners that support them. Strong educational commitment. And their marketing plan is basic. It's time for them to update their marketing plan and get new information in that regard. It's good, but it's no. There's no evidence that it's being used at this point.
I may note that this seemed like that plan had very ambitious goals. So I don't remember what they were, but I think that was a really thorough job. I don't know that I have much to add to that. You mentioned 44 events last year and the summer camp. This Menominee Theater Guild, as you mentioned, that they do 4 main stage per season. Must do 2 weekends per play. Some of the artists they brought in were, interesting, the Japanese taiko ensemble, mm-hmm. and a Brazilian group. We had this Gentle Human Ballet Company Laboratory show from the Twin Cities. They do an annual community 2-day fine arts and crafts fair every November. Seems like they're pretty important in the community. Interestingly, in their pie chart, they said that programming was 64% of the income, and if they're only bringing in $500 per show, that I...
What I'm guessing from looking at this is because they're on the National Historic Register, they're getting other funding, and that for the building. They note $64,000 in government funding. And given their name, which is not a performing arts center, but Library Something and Literary Foundation, which probably dates back to whenever, my guess is that this is not their sole, that performing, presenting performing arts is not their sole focus, that they are a tourist attraction, that they have alternate sources of funding, and that they have alternate revenue, because they also list program service revenue of $280,000, which does not come from $500 a pop on an event. So it would be lovely to see that more, to see them explain that a little better for us, because that's my guess, is that they are a facility with a different purpose, and they are also doing this because it's part of... They have this little theater in there, which is beautiful. Did you look at pictures of it?
Yeah.
I went online and looked at pictures. It's gorgeous. But I think it's a very small part of what their identity actually is, and it would be helpful to us if they clarified how this fits into their overall identity. Because they have net assets of almost $5 million. So that's got to be the building.
That's the facility, I'm sure.
Right? But and they've got investment income. They have other sources of income. They're still not balancing their budget, which is still concerning. But I think this arts portion of it is just a segment of their overall operation, and it would be helpful to know more about how that fits into their bigger picture.
Yeah, because I put down some questions about what they were receiving annually and then the grants and all that, and it was just kind of like, are your performances free? They're not free. So, yeah.
Right.
So definitely some questions there.
I thought it was kind of sweet how they often referred to the place as our Mabel, mm-hmm. in capital letters, and you know, throughout the community, if they're referring to, you know, it just kind of gets that sense of community-owned operation over there.
I just had to make comments about some of the things that people have already mentioned, like some lack of detail in areas where are you getting your extra, you know, like where are you getting the extra funding if it's coming from someplace else. And obviously I can't imagine that number of adults participating has got to be off. And I just thought some of the narrative in answering part two was not on point, and I'd like to see those, some more details.
Narrative for question two? Were you saying?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Other comments, questions, thoughts? Okay, then please score.